Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. My name is Irit Ezips and I'm the Chief Customer Officer and CEO for a company called CSM Practice, where we specialize in customer success strategy, either optimizing it or setting up the function with whomever needs to. And today I have Avner Baruch is not only the director of SMB for customer success at a company called Rapid, he also owns the sales ops and enablement motions there. And he is writing a book about customer success. And he reached out to me and said, Irit, can we talk about customer success operations? And so this conversation is mainly going to be focused on what is customer success operations, what are the main roles and responsibilities for the team, how to set one up, and any kind of questions that Avner might have about this topic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with all the questions and hopefully all the answers too. Thanks for coming back. And like I said, today we're going to very much focus on customer success operations as a function, as a strategy. And I really look forward to hearing Avner's questions. Avner, you work at a fairly new company. How old has your company been in business?
It's been in business for around 7 years, and the business has been growing mainly due to or thanks to the enterprise segment. About 12 months ago, Rapid decided to open a new segment to focus on SMBs, small medium businesses. They brought me in, and I'm very excited to be here, mainly for the purpose of building the new SMB business from the ground up. And for the sake of this session conversation, I'll spend a few seconds to explain the structure of this SMB business within Rapid. So basically, it consists of three departments or three main functions: inside sales, account executives, and account managers. Mm-hmm. And through the very intensive work that I've been doing recently and through those different conversations that I've had with other leaders in the market, I realized that, first of all, there is a need for a specific role, CS operations. Many leaders still struggle to understand, you know, what exactly does CS ops mean? I mean, today, many leaders are a bit confused about what is the difference between CSM and account managers. So let alone CS ops, it's a new role. Yeah. You know, how do I deal with that? And do I need it? So my first question to you, Irit, what is your takeaway? What are your thoughts around no CS ops? What is it exactly?
Well, I think you're right. I think it is a little bit different for different companies. I think the real question is what it should be. And so I've actually had a presentation done about that topic for quite a while, a few years back. And so I'm just going to share in general, when we think about customer success operations, the value proposition for that role, and hence what they're supposed to be doing, is take the strategy or the vision of the companies. Let's say we have a go-to-market strategy and somebody needs to actually put it in motion. They need to analyze the data to come up with the right strategy. Like, how are we going to do this? They need to put systems in place, especially for SMBs. They would be in charge of setting up the one-to-many programs and create enablement material for the team. So that's at a very, very high level. If you drill down to the different activities, this might be some of the specificity that comes along with that role and what we can expect that as a mature team, this is what the team would be doing.
That's quite impressive, actually. It covers most of the functionalities and the responsibilities of, could be like, you know, sales enablement, even BI when it comes to customer analytics.
This is from 2017. So, I mean, it's 2022. I haven't updated these slides yet, but I'm sure there's some areas here that since then have evolved and we could even add more stuff to this.
My first question or first impression is, you know, seeing this, I totally identify with those responsibilities and the need for CSOps in order to really address those areas. And, you know, as the business grows, challenges grow as well. So the need arises for someone to orchestrate all those different functionalities. And if you don't have that specific person or function, CSOps, in place to manage all those areas, usually those responsibilities fall under other departments. And usually those departments, they have other priorities, other projects that are not necessarily associated with your specific goals, customer success. So basically, you're sharing their resources with whatever you need, you're trying to accomplish. So as far as I can tell, having a dedicated function or a person that can actually manage, orchestrate all those different areas that you displayed on the screen can help you to accomplish your goals much faster and more effectively. The entire go-to-market of the CS team can move much faster. When would you recommend for a certain business existing customer success function to bring in a CS ops? Does it depend on a certain level of maturity or size of the business?
At a general level, I would say maybe it depends. If you don't know, hire it early. Okay.
As always.
But if you kind of want to kind of like weigh in on the different options, maybe I can offer some guidelines in you how to think about that. So basically the way I like to think about it is there's a decision tree. You're either like a small company or a large mature company. So if you're a very small company and your solution is simple, you have very low number of customers, you probably are erring on the no need because most likely you have one or two CSMs, you don't have a lot of customers, the solution is fairly simple, it's like not a big deal. And then, but if you're a large company with a large set of products that the customer success manager owns with a large set of maybe even customers, then I would say err on the yes. So the more complex your business is, the more likely you would need a CS ops team.
I totally agree. And I've gone through this journey myself first, you know, understanding, realizing that the sooner the better. From a sales enablement point of view, I'm trying to explain, you know, the journey I've gone through, realizing that point in time for businesses to realize that there is a need for a dedicated person for a specific team. I'm talking about, you know, sales enablement again. So like 5-7 years ago, businesses would wait till they reached a certain number of employees, 300, 400, to justify the need for enablement or operations. And today, that point in time basically starts earlier. Businesses realize, leaders realize that they need a dedicated person like, you know, CS ops or enablement position much, much earlier in the process, because they understand that, you know, once you have that person, you can start building the foundations, you can start designing and building the processes and content, and then the whatever happens later can be more effective thanks to the earlier process, preliminary process you have accomplished before. So I totally identify with that.
I absolutely agree with you. I've seen it as well. And I think the misconception, because it's called customer success ops and companies are already sort of familiar with sales ops. Listen, you don't need a sales ops until you have a little army of salespeople and you need somebody to calculate the commission and, you know, do all that contract stuff. That's not the role of the CS ops. It has nothing to do with it. That role, like I showed, is like a series of activities and enablement that any size absolutely needed in order to accelerate the pace in which we get to the point where the customer experience is consistent. We can scale the team because we have a definitive set of processes. We figured out the system. So we remove wastage really quickly. And what it does, it helps the company deliver a better customer experience because there's a consistency in the customer experience. And it helps them grow a lot faster because the premise is that when you have standard of operations and the right systems in place, you won't need to hire as many people. Ultimately, your financial performance is going to be much higher. I think one way to kind of like explain that is I have another slide that actually I sort of got inspired by Gainsight that had, I think, one customer conference around operations, and that was like in 2016. And one of the slides that was featured there was this type of slide where this is how you accelerate is through the CS ops. When you put the investment in operations, you will see an impact on your financials. And it's for the reasons I just explained.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, of course. The CS ops can serve as a co-pilot to leaders, to CSMs as well, or to any member of the team, either by identifying gaps, identifying friction, identifying the data that is missing, whatever the reason is, bridging those gaps by either creating content, if that specific person has training capabilities, or at least influencing the right departments in order to fill in the gaps with, you know, specific content, or extracting data in order to feed that data back into the BI team. Yep. So you can either rely on other departments and other priorities, or you can actually do it yourself. You can manage the entire processes. And going back to that slide you presented before, that basically, that's a great example of explaining how can the CS team move much, much faster without actually friction or dependencies on other priorities within the organization. Going back to that slide, you covered quite a lot of areas. So I'm very curious to understand, what does it take to hire the right person?
So listen, your first hire, you'd have to hire a Swiss knife. You might want to hire somebody with like a lot of skills, and they have a little bit of system skills, kind of knows how to document processes, can manage data really well. So you kind of want to have almost like an entrepreneur-like person that can execute really well. So not only like a taskmaster, but somebody that can take your vision and put it into, think about kind of like the same type of persona that you would hire for a COO or VP operations, somebody that knows to take a vision and execute on it. However, some companies actually know that they actually don't need or don't have a lot of data that they need to analyze. It's a very high touch model. They have access to they already implemented a solution. So it analyzes the data for them. You know, it just depends. Like, what is your number one thing that you try to tackle? And you might hire for that. Unfortunately, I would say the number one thing that I see most companies hire for is to admin their systems. What a miss, right? Oh, come admin my whatever, Gainsight, Turn Zero. Like, really? You're going to hire somebody that would technically manage that? That's your CS ops, whereas you could actually hire somebody to accelerate the execution of your strategies. If you're really good as a CS executive or a team leader, you will have new ideas that you would have loved to execute on every week, every month, every quarter. And all you have is somebody that can configure your systems. I think that's a big, big miss, a big, big mistake. I would actually hire for enablement and execution of strategy first, rather than somebody that would admin my system. I would outsource that. There's like plenty of companies that provide Gainsight admin administration services or whatever. But this stuff here is so much harder to do. So I think that's kind of like the number one mistake around who's the first one that I would need to hire for CSOps.
I couldn't agree more, and I couldn't explain that better. I mean, you just articulated, you know, the main scope of this session so well. That was actually my main goal behind, you know, the trigger to meet with you today and to discuss what is CSOps. Again, going back to what I said before, I think that most leaders, most, you know, CS practitioners might find it very confusing to understand what I need a CSOps for. I've got the CSMs, or we've got BI teams, or we've got trainers, we've got enablement, whatever. Most people find it very confusing. They don't really understand the need or the role and responsibilities of CSOps, and then they hire the wrong person, as you just articulated so well. You know, they end up messing around or doing admin stuff, system onboarding, configuring, setting up a Gainsight or any other system. And I mean, yeah, you can live with that, but it won't change a lot the way your team is moving forward. It's not a game changer. You really need a strategic person that sees the entire picture. When you zoom out and you see all those different areas that you explained before, you really need a skilled person that can actually tie together all those different dots and areas. I mean, the system onboarding stuff, the admin stuff is just, these are the foundations, but or the fundamentals that you don't really need ops for. Every junior person might be able to accomplish that, and you need to focus on whatever comes next, the strategic stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
You hired a strategic CS ops who is capable of managing all those different areas that you articulated for analytics, enablement, training, and creating the specific content, etc. How do you measure the contribution of the CSOps? I'm curious to find out, you know, what KPIs or what data are you using in order to measure the success, in order to justify either to grow the team or to expand their responsibilities?
If your customer success operations manager is doing their job effectively, essentially what you're trying to impact is some leading indicators, which is removing wastage. So making the operations much more scalable and productive. And so how do you measure for that?
Might be related to the entire team's performance.
Maybe related. So that would be lagging indicators. So if we remove wastage, they might be able to handle more accounts. Or within those accounts, we're going to see a higher performance. So that would be the lagging indicators. Like if all of that is done properly and they have quality work, the financial performance indicators are going to be eventually impacted. But in the leading indicators, you kind of want to put some team performance KPIs. Mm-hmm. How many initiatives did we have? How many of them did you actually execute on? So I think a very good way beyond like an annual bonus that's tied overall to the team's performance is to say, almost set up an OKR framework, objectives and key results for every quarter for the operations manager. So I actually do that with my clients every quarter, the ones that have, you know, worked with me for a year, year and a half. I would say every quarter, what are our strategic goals for the quarter? So what is the impact that we want to have? Well, like, why are we doing it from a business standpoint? To impact that goal, what are the things that we actually need to deliver? What playbooks do we need to define? What systems do we need to improve? Like all of that. And then if we did all of that, what is the impact that we're eventually expecting to have on the financials? If you define an OKR framework on a quarterly basis for your operations team, they would be focused. They know how to do things with intent to impact the lagging indicators of the entire team. And they know how they're going to be measured on performance. Did they deliver on the things that we decided to do in order to achieve our business goals?
I totally agree. And just to add on to that, I think that very similar to the CSM role, I would expect the CSOps to transition from a reactive mode or behavior into a proactive approach. Wow. To be more specific, CSOps can actually wait till something breaks down or wait till someone complains missing information, missing processes. I can't find what I'm looking for, or I'm missing that information that helps you to understand the performance of my, you know, book of business, whatever. Or you can actually be proactive and try to identify what is missing for the team from a content point of view, processes, infrastructure, whatever it takes in order to improve a certain process. Come up with solutions, ideas to improve the process. So if you have some background, for example, you know, working with a CRM, designing processes within your tech stack, cross-app processes. So we talked about Gainsight. Gainsight integrates with other systems. Perhaps CSMs can't find what they're looking for in order to become more proactive with their accounts. They're missing some essential information. So having those skills and competencies and applying some creativity into the day-to-day work, this is something that we can definitely measure. The ability to identify gaps and to come up with ideas as part of the OKR is definitely something that we can measure.
Yeah. And I would say this, a lot of times we have team members and we don't manage them properly. In order to get maximum value and maximum performance from your customer success operations team, customer success executives need to do two things on a consistent basis. One, go through the motions of like reassessing their own customer success strategy so that they can identify gaps. Gainsight came up with an assessment for customer success maturity. I saw one by OpenView Partners. Basically, you can run an assessment and identify the maturity of your own organization and then tell the CSOps, how do we move from this maturity level to the next one? And that they should be helping you with that. Secondly, and I think I have that as a downloadable, is assess your customer success maturity model. So I actually have a maturity model that anybody can download and assess the maturity of the team itself and say, okay, how do we increase our own maturity as a CSOps team? So if you do both of those, let's say every 6 months, then you will always have a flow of ideas and get out of that reactive mode.
From an infrastructure point of view, setting up the environment for the entire team, making sure that they've got whatever call to action they need to use in order to manage their book of business. Again, from content, processes, knowledge, understanding their product, understanding their messaging. So if they're missing those foundations, they won't be able to execute well. So maybe there is an overlap.
I wouldn't look at, okay, are they responding to the CTAs generated by my CS software? I would actually look at, here, I found it, the customer success maturity by this OpenView. So they have this very simple maturity assessment, you know, where are you? And let's say you can score yourself on each one, and then you can brainstorm with your CSOps team, what is it that we want to do to increase the level of maturity? And then the other thing that you would want to do to get your CSOps team out of a reactive mode is actually look into the maturity score of your CSOps team in the different brackets. So how mature are they in the enablement? How mature are they with regards to their ability to analyze data, to their program maturity? You know, like all of this stuff is something that they should be scored on. And so once a year, maybe you tie their annual bonus to their maturity score as a team and the maturity score of the customer success strategy overall. Everybody can download the CSOps team score and kind of assess where they are from a maturity on the CSOps team itself and tie the performance of the team bonus to that, as well as the overall maturity of the customer success strategy as a whole, because that's ultimately their goal, is to mature both of them each year.
That's a great resource. I'm sure that, you know, many would benefit from using that, including myself. So I really enjoyed this conversation, and I really want to thank you for all those insights and tips and resources that, you know, you shared today.